Nolte, Disney World Suffers Unfathomable Attendance Drop. By John Nolte on July 11, 2023. Remember when the Disney Grooming Syndicate's single financial bright spot was its theme park's attendance? Well, no more. And let's face it. It wasn't all that bright. But within the context of Disney's ongoing financial collapse, park revenue was something to hold on to. Data from a travel company that tracks line waiting time at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, shows that the Independence Day weekend was one of the slowest in nearly a decade, reports the Wall Street Journal. The average posted wait time at the Magic Kingdom Park in Florida, which has a special fireworks display on July 4, was 27 minutes this year for the holiday, down from 31 minutes in 2022 and 47 minutes in 2019, the touring plans analysis shows. It's something that nobody would have predicted. Just unfathomable, says Len Testa, a computer scientist who runs touring plans. Testa says wait times rose in the following days. Crowds are relatively light at Universal Orlando, too, continues the report. But the average wait time at the Universal Studios Florida theme park was 28 minutes on July 4, down from 38 minutes in 2022 but in line with 2019's levels. So the wait times at Universal are in line with 2019. However, the wait times at Disney are down 47 minutes compared to 2019, 47 minutes. The Wall Street Journal blames Disney's attendance plummet on fan fatigue and rising costs. The journal even suggests Disney is deliberately trying to attract fewer people. Disney has also intentionally thinned crowds at parks, aiming to improve the park experience for a smaller number of visitors who will spend more money. Oh, okay, so Disney wants fewer people at Disney World. That makes sense. Oh, wait. In this very same article, we're told Disney is offering massive discounts to attract more theme park visitors. To attract more visitors to Main Street USA, Disney has rolled out promotions, including discounts for return visits and savings of up to 40% on rooms at some Disney World hotels. So which is it, Wall Street Journal? Is Disney looking to decrease or increase theme park attendance? Or could it be that other factors are hurting Disney World attendance? Perhaps the fact that Disney has openly embraced grooming is a factor. Perhaps Disney sexualizing everything aimed at kids is a factor. Perhaps turning its theme parks into a joyless, woke dystopia might have something to do with this. Perhaps decent parents no longer feel it safe to expose their impressionable, innocent children to a company desperate to destroy that innocence by way of drag queens, transsexuals, and transvestites? Perhaps decent parents don't want to expose their children to this obscenity. Hey, I'm just asking questions. The damage done to Disney over its sick and indefensible child grooming crusade is not some right-wing talking point. It is very real, deserved, and reflected in all things Disney, including its stock price, down more than half since 2021, its recent string of flop movies, and its money-losing streaming service. But Disney's theme parks were once seen as bulletproof, the one ray of hope in Disney's financial meltdown. But then Disney hired a male transvestite to greet and groom children. Disney promoted the horrors of transgenderism at their theme parks by removing the very idea of biological sex. Disney offered politicized attractions, and Disney sure doesn't seem interested in screening out child predators as Disney World employees. All Disney had to do was leave our kids alone. But Disney is such a slave to its depravities, the company would rather go bankrupt than leave our kids alone. I'm no Wall Street genius, but I think parents not wanting to expose little kids to perversities has more to do with theme park attendance than a unicorn called fan fatigue. Are you kidding me? When I was growing up, anyone suggesting it was possible to tire of Disney would have been laughed off the planet. But that was when Disney promoted decency, protected children, and only sought to entertain. That was before Disney became the equivalent of a guy circling an elementary school in a windowless van. In other words, Disney is now pure evil and unwilling to control its deviant fetishes and desire to have sex with little kids. Decent parents do not expose their children to predators. Decent parents do not expose their children to Disney World. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.